producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. So, many people were suspecting, and again, there's really shouldn't be any stereotypes, but people were looking at the picture of the Oregon shooter, Christopher Harper Mercer. And when the news broke that he had shot and killed multiple people at the Oregon school, they were saying, well, he must have had some sort of mental issue. And obviously, anybody that could go and shoot up people and kill them obviously doesn't have it all together. They're sick. All right. I don't think should ever get off for reasons of insanity. They're guilty, you know, period. All right. But there was talk of him having Asperger's or mild autism. And, of course, some people called me up going, why? You know, why do people think that? You know, is that true? And I had absolutely no idea, you know. And I'm like, look, people are looking at the picture. I think everybody now assumes somebody has Asperger's. But we're hearing now that there's reports that the child did, that mom had admitted he had Asperger's. So we're going to today quickly talk about Asperger's and is there a relationship between Asperger's and violence? Okay, we are coming to realize that we have a lot of people on the autism spectrum that live among us, and they're not violent, okay? In fact, I see a lot more violence in people who are not Asperger's, okay? But why could there possibly be a link, and is that what needs to be addressed by mental health professionals? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, this is very, very interesting. A school board is going to pay out $600,000 to families of three students who died suddenly after they were hypnotized by the principal. Okay? How does hypnotherapy kill? We're going to talk about that. Crazy stuff. How many of you guys saw the movie Ant-Man? Remember I told you guys we're watching Ant-Man? They were talking about all these ants, and I don't know if they were really scientifically sound about what they were talking about with the ants, but they said some ants will kind of stick together, and they would allow a bridge to be made for other ants to walk on, and so Ant-Man would, you know, use ants as a bridge to walk on, etc. Well, apparently the South Carolina floods, which have been very, very devastating, has caused animals to modify their behavior. And so we see this, like, I don't know what you would call it, but you have this, I would say, hundreds of thousands of ants that have formed together to kind of make a raft. And it's pretty cool. So I want to talk about that because I kind of now I'm all intrigued by ants because I think they are like some of the smartest. I know we step on them a lot and we like to throw a hose down the ant hole. But I mean, these ants can lift things how many times their weight. And I mean, they obviously can do things that we can't. So what is it about the ant? Also interesting, we got some scoop on the giraffe. Okay. How we got some interesting research done on how the giraffe's neck stretched. All right, what happened evolutionary-wise? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's been a story that's been circulating about a boy who was quote unquote pregnant. and he had stomach pains. And when they went to look at the boy, he was a young boy, only 4 years old, they found a baby inside him. Okay, he wasn't pregnant. Let me tell you, walk you through this. There was a boy from the village of Kari Kabanda in the Midnapore district of West Bengal. And he was actually born with a fetus in his abdomen. It's called fetus in fetu. It's very, very rare. Affects less than 1 in 500,000 births. And I think we only have 200 reports of it ever happening. By the way, does that confuse you, the numbers? Okay, they say it affects less than 1 in 500,000 births. You're like, wait a second. Okay, well, if it's, you know, 1 in 500,000, you do the math, we should be having a bunch throughout our lifetime. No, no, no. Less than 1, meaning, you know, they can't say 0. So it's some minuscule percentage, okay? And the boy began complaining of stomach pains. He was taken to the hospital. Doctors thought he might have a tumor. They were shocked when they saw a developed dead fetus in his abdomen. A doctor removed it. It had hands, legs, nails, partially formed head. This was removed in the body. The boy right now is doing good, but he is under close observation. So, what happened? Well, if a woman gets pregnant with twins, okay, one of the fetuses can enter the other through its umbilical cord. Then it becomes a parasite, and it depends on the bigger twin that it climbed into for survival. Most of the time, these fetuses will not live. Unfortunately, the baby that the fetus climbed into is now at very high risk. It's amazing that this boy lived, obviously, became 4 years old by the time he realized it, and thank God he's alive. So the fetus is found usually in the abdomen in 80% of the cases. Sometimes you could see the twin fetus in the skull. Can you imagine? I would be so freaked out as a parent. Oh my gosh. So basically, malformed fetus is usually the body of its twin. So apparently there was a case where there was a one-year-old girl who survived surgery because there was she had her unborn twin in her stomach. So apparently his adoptive patients were shocked. A lot of superstitious neighbors thought that the little girl, this was back in 09, was a monster, and she got pregnant, and she had, you know. And it's, you know, when you look at some of these pictures, it blows your mind. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I'm going to preface this segment by people with Asperger's have not been found, okay, to be more likely to do violent crimes. There's been studies. They've studied this. We just have to put that out there before we move on to the segment, okay? A lot of people out there with Asperger's. A lot of people out there with autism, all right? We have a very, very unique case with the Adam Lanza. We have a very unique case with this Oregon shooter. But it is a topic that's being talked about and something that should be looked at, okay? I agree with researching and studying any remote possibility of there being some sort of link to something. And we need to understand why things happen, especially when it's a horrific crime or massacre such as you know, the ones we've seen with Sandy Hook, with the Aurora, Colorado shooting, James Holmes. Okay, now we have Christopher Harper Mercer. So as soon as this happened, I was getting immediate texts, tweets and stuff going, you know, look, you know, did this kid have Asperger's? One in 56, they're saying now? I think one in 56 children, all right, boys and girls, mostly boys, are you know, on one end of the autism spectrum. So, you know, to say, well, wait a second, you have Adam Lanza, and you have this possible kid. You know, Asperger's is linked to violent crime. You can't do that. Okay? We have a lot of people out there. It's just as ridiculous as saying, you know, somebody that eats red tomatoes. There's a lot of people that eat red tomatoes. Okay? I mean, you can't be that broadly biased. You can't group and stereotype like that. But the mother of the gunman, all right, says that he has struggled with autism, and she had no idea that he was potentially violent. She used to write online, all right, things about how, I guess what they did is they looked at online writings. Mother's name was Laurel Harper, okay? And they looked at that, and they looked at the relationship between the two. They had shared an apartment outside Roseburg, had moved from California several years ago. They found 14 firearms, 6 found at Umpqua Community College, where the killings occurred, and 8 in the apartment. Neighbors of the mother and the son in California, where they lived before moving to Oregon in 2013, said that Harper Mercer and his mother would go target shooting together. Again, a very common, you know, act. People go to shooting ranges all the time. Ugh. Adam Lanza and his mother, they bonded with guns, and we'll talk about the bond. Okay, and that's something we need to talk about as well. In her online postings, the mom talked about her love of guns and her son's emotional troubles, but there were no hints of worry that he would become violent. She goes, I keep 2 full mags in my Glock case, and the ARs and AKs all have loaded mags. No one will be, quote, dropping by my house uninvited without acknowledgement. That was a posting she wrote 3 years ago. She has, I guess, a Glock handgun, some military-style rifles. Very, very unfortunate. A Glock and a military-style rifle were among the weapons seized after the shooting rampage. She wrote also another posting, I love the long guns. I have an AK-47 en route. And, it's interesting when, I was going for my CCW and concealed weapons permit, and, you know, I was, you know, they were talking about people entering your home, and we've had forced entry with people actually multiple times in my life. And I'm like, why can't I just put a sign up out there saying, I have a gun, leave me alone? You know, and I always worried, you know, if my husband ever left me and I was a single mom, you know, I don't want people coming in. You know, how do I put around the place? Look, I got a gun and I know how to use it. Okay, and you know, he said, the teacher was like, remember, you got to be careful. You advertise that, then your house will be a target because people are going to want the guns. All right, but you know, you have a single mom. Sounds like she was a single mom raising a kid, wanted to let everybody know she's got guns. Don't mess with her. Okay, yeah, you know, because you're vulnerable feeling. I get that. She also has a child that has some issues that she has to take care of. And I'm not saying this to defend her, but we're just taking a look psychologically at what's going on. She posted several times that her son had Asperger's. Remember, mild form of autism. One posting reads, he's no babbling idiot, nor is his life worthless. He's very intelligent and is working on a career in filmmaking. Now, all right, so obviously now all these headlines. Okay, Asperger's, does Asperger's cause violence? This has been studied. It's been studied for, I think, very thoroughly, and they're still studying it. All right, and especially, you know, what seemed to incite a lot of discussion on it was Adam Lanza. Adam Lanza had Asperger's, they say. But I got to tell you, man, that one picture I saw of him, he also looked like he was really hyperthyroid. I also, you know, I mean, it's hard to look from a picture. You know, you don't want to judge somebody by a picture, but sometimes from these pictures, you could, you know, you know, somebody trained to kind of pick up on things. I also wonder if he might have had a little bipolar. He looks like he had some personality disorder. But again, you can't say that and then extrapolate that to, okay, well, people that have bipolar or personality disorders are going to be violent. You can't do that. We want to do that because we want to make sure there's not another shooting. We want to prevent another shooting. But you can't do that because otherwise you are going to be discriminated against half this country that has some sort of personality disorder, bipolar, Asperger's issue. So, Peter Bell, executive vice president of, I'm trying to see what I'm reading this from WebMD, says autism did not cause the crime in the Sandy Hook case. And what a lot of people who have weighed in on have said, look, they commit crimes differently if they do commit crimes. For example, they say like a psychopath, okay, many times a psychopath will commit a crime for their own benefit, okay, like a rapist. Okay, they'll do it because they, or they'll kill somebody to, get some relief from something that's building up in them, or they're being told by somebody to, they hear something in their head. Okay, whereas they say somebody that may be autistic or an Asperger patient who performs a crime, such as this, they say is more of a communication issue, right? He felt wronged. And, you know, he felt wronged, and then he turned the gun on himself and he killed himself. He said, you know, it's different from what a psychopath would do because many psychopaths won't then go and kill themselves. I don't know much about, you know, violent crimes and suicide. I'm sure that there are psychopaths that have killed themselves. But they say the act that this happened was somebody wanting to make a statement. Now, going back to the bonds, okay, you'll see moms, all right, and their Asperger son, and you'll see a, like, for example, okay, why did they bond over guns, okay? Well, we don't know. I mean, one thing I do know is with the child with autism or Asperger's, sometimes bonding is very difficult. One way I could diagnose autism in a child before they go through any specialized testing is they're not bonding with mom. They don't want anything to do with mom. I mean, mom, you would think they'd want to come to for cuddles, for, we're talking, you know, more severe autistic kids, you know, for safety. And when I see a kid not want to be around mom, and I'm not suspecting abuse, and they're not engaging, they won't engage with me, they won't engage with mom, we, you know, pick up that there may be a sign of autism. One sign of progress that a parent has is when they find something that they could bond with the kid. And some very, very gifted parents are able to bond with kids. They're able to find what they can bond with, obviously, because we're trying to bond with them 24/7. So it could be about a book. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show. It could be painting. It could be walking in the park. But parents find something. And when they do, they go with it. And one thing I suspect is this mom might have had trouble bonding with him. I don't know how severe his Asperger's was, but the one thing they bonded on was weaponry. So now they go shooting together. Now they collect guns together. And they, you know, and they have a bond. Very interesting. Adam Lanza killed his mom before he went to Sandy Hook. This boy did it. Mom's alive. So, I'm not saying that, because it was a bond, it was okay. What happened was so tragic. But maybe that's why they did seem to celebrate their, arsenal. Because it was something that she had common ground with and bonded with them on. So, they'll study this more. We'll still debate it more. But either way, it's still a tragedy. We have multiple people dead. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Doctor, give me the news. I got a
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a school board agreeing to pay out $600,000 to families of three students who died suddenly after being hypnotized by their principal, George Kenny. This occurred back in 2011. Yesterday, the Sarasota County School District agreed to pay each of the victims' families $200,000. and the principal was charged with practicing hypnosis without a license. Back in 2012, he pleaded no contest. Apparently, he served about a year probation, gave up his teaching license, and I think he's running a bed and breakfast now in North Carolina. This has been reported by Daily Mail. And there was a 16-year-old Wesley McKinney, 17-year-old Brittany Palumbo, and 16-year-old Marcos Freeman. And the parents of them filed the lawsuit against the school district following the back-to-back deaths of the three students. After their deaths, Principal George Kenny admitted that he hypnotized all three victims, including McKinley, on the very day that he committed suicide in April 2011. Further investigation revealed that the principal had hypnotized as many as 75 students, staff members, and others from 2006 and 2011, and had been doing so illegally because he was unlicensed. One school official even warned him on three separate occasions that he was not supposed to be doing that on the students without parents' written consent. Even though it was, he probably didn't know about, or who knows, there was, you know, legality there too. He probably should have told him, just don't do it. So the settlement was reached on October 1, just days before the lawsuit was set to go to trial. And I guess it's the largest possible payout, this settlement, without needing to get special approval from the state legislator or the governor. But the parents of the three victims say they did not sue the school district for money, but rather to make sure that something like this didn't happen again. You know, you wonder, okay, why? Why did, I mean, what could have happened in the hypnotherapy that caused these kids to die? Now, one of them, Freeman, who was the quarterback of the Northport football team, was the first of the three to die in 2011. He had been seeking hypnosis to help him concentrate on the field. He apparently found the hypnotic therapy so helpful that he started to learn how to perform self-hypnosis. On March 15th, Freeman had a painful dental visit and was driving home with his girlfriend and appeared to be in a state of hypnosis. His girlfriend said a strange look came over his face, and then he veered off the interstate. Freeman later died of his injuries, but his girlfriend survived. Now, this strange look on their face, I mean, that still could have been stroke, could have been seizure, it could have been heart attack, but for now, they're saying it was the result of the hypnosis. A month later, one of the other kids, McKinley, committed suicide by hanging himself. His friend Thomas Lyle said in a deposition that McKinley had been hypnotized by Kenny on at least three occasions to help him practice for his guitar audition for Juilliard. He said sometimes when McKinley got on the bus after his hypnosis sessions, he wouldn't know his name or who his friends were. On the day he died, he even allegedly asked his friend to punch him in the face. They say the third victim, the girl, Palumbo, committed suicide by hanging herself the following month. She was found in her closet by her parents. They said that Kenny had self-diagnosed her with text anxiety and recommended she undergo hypnosis to help improve her SAT scores. When that didn't work, Palumbo apparently grew depressed at her college prospects and committed suicide. So, you know, this, on one end, you look at this and you go, how is hypnotherapy, that effective to cause somebody to decide to kill themselves or just put themselves in a hypnotic state just by driving? You know, they make fun of hypnotherapy a lot, you know, on TV, where, okay, you could, at the drop of the hat, make somebody take off their clothes, which is why a lot of us are afraid of hypnotherapy. We think that the hypnotherapist is going to come up with a code word like stop. And you know how many people say the word stop? And every time you are, you know, you hear the word stop, you immediately start taking off your clothes in public, which is why I've never gotten hypnotized, because I still have that very wrong idea that that's what hypnotherapy does. But hypnosis, believe it or not, has been able to help many, many people. And again, I'm not sure what happened with these three kids, and this is scary. You know, I'd like to know what research they found with this and how many times somebody who's hypnotized goes on to commit suicide. But basically, you know, what hypnosis is supposed to be is a trance where you're completely relaxed. You're supposed to have heightened imagination, but you're not asleep because you're still alert. And the only way some people can understand what it is it's supposed to be kind of compared to daydreaming, where you're basically leaving your current situation mentally and in a completely different world, different setting, okay, when you daydream. But you're fully conscious and you're able to tune out a lot of the stimuli around you, okay? You focus intently on the subject at hand, and you don't think of any other thought. Now, you know, a lot of us, we drive, we make it home without even paying attention. We're daydreaming about something. Doesn't that scare you guys? You know, where all of a sudden you're almost home and you're like, oh my gosh, I wasn't even watching the road. You were, but your mind was elsewhere. Okay, they think that feeling is what some people feel when they're hypnotized. Okay? And I believe, let me see, hypnotherapy, that was, I think, you know, I think it was started back in the late 1700s. I guess the father of modern hypnotism is Franz Mesmer. He was an Austrian physician, and he believed hypnosis to be this mystical force that would flow from the hypnotist to the subject. It was called animal magnetism. And many, of course, critics dismissed it because they were thinking he was trying to say it was magic, etc. But, you know, I gotta tell you, man, I have some patients who say it really, really works. So, I guess, you know, what happens? How does it work? Well, I have theories think that maybe what it does is it starts to change some of the brain's excitability. Putting you in that relaxed state helps decrease some of the excitability and the inability for you to just quickly not focus. So it allows you to stay a little bit more focused on what the hypnotist is doing and is conveying. They say, you know, there's this level of subconscious that the hypnotist is supposed to be able to access, okay? Your unconsciousness handles, you could be unconsciousness, but your heart rate will still move on, your blood pressure will still move on, your tissues will still grow, your immune system will go on, etc. But your conscious is what makes you think, talk, feel, even though you could still feel unconscious for you to perceive those feelings. So, I don't want to speculate as to how somebody could hypnotize you and then you take that to a next level such that you could hypnotize yourself or later turn into someone who wants to, I guess, end it. But I do get very, very nervous about any sort of manipulation of the brain. Okay? And if this guy really, really had that ability, I still don't understand why didn't he get licensed? If he was that good to help football players, to help, if he was that good, you know, why not get a license? But I got to admit, some of my patients swear by it. They say they're able to get off cigarettes. They're able to do it because they kind of see these cigarettes as little toxic, you know, killing machines. And, you know, it does take some sort of manipulation of the way you process that to do that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 70 people are at risk of infection in New Jersey after a nurse reused flu shot syringes. A New Jersey pharmaceutical company has alerted nearly 70 of its employees of a health risk after a nurse who was contracted to administer flu shots failed to change the syringes in between patients. Omaha, Nebraska-based company Total Wellness told NBC 10 that a nurse it contracted to administer the vaccine to employees of Otsuka Pharmaceutical failed to follow proper medical procedures and safeguards. She administered those flu shots Wednesday, September 30th. The needles were changed between each patient, but the syringe was used multiple times. That's crazy. So you get that? You got the syringe and then you got the needle. The syringe is the plastic suction tube that, you know, you pull back and you push in to suck up or push in the medicine. And then the needle is what kind of screws into the end. I mean, how do you... That takes a lot of work to... I can't believe it. Because you're not supposed to cap up a needle. You're not supposed to touch the needle to unscrew it. After you do the flu shot, you dump the whole thing into a biohazard container. They say the needles will change between patients, but not the syringe. A letter from the New Jersey Department of Health at Otsuka Pharmaceutical Companies, NBC 10 reported, syringe reuse may have exposed you to infected blood. At this time, the New Jersey Department of Health is not aware of any disease transmission, but you may be at risk for developing an infection as a result of this improper practice. Health officials, according to Fox News, reportedly believe the infection risk is low, but they recommended that the 67 affected employees get tested for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV. The NGDOH, Total Wellness, and the Centers for CDC and Prevention provided testing for free. The employees will be retested in 4 to 6 months. In addition to failing to change syringes, the nurse reportedly gave less than the recommended dosage for flu vaccine to each employee. This blows my mind. Receiving less than the recommended amount is not harmful, but you might not be fully protected against the flu. We are recommending that you get another flu shot this season to ensure that you're completely protected. All these people must be ticked. A spokeswoman for Total Wellness told NBC 10 that the company is working together with the New Jersey Department of Health to alert all participants and provide them with resources and a plan to deal with any potential medical concerns or exposure risks. They say Total Wellness is dedicated to ensuring all participants receive any and all appropriate screenings, care, and counseling until this matter is resolved. Can you imagine? Okay, so what do you do? If this happened to you, what do you do? All right, well, having been stuck by needles multiple times in my careers, as a medical student, as a resident, and the funny thing is, you know, if I could go back for a sec, when I was in medical school, and they were talking about, you know, getting stuck by a needle, it was kind of presented to us that you have to be a real idiot if you got stuck by a needle. Right? Because that means you were doing something wrong. You were playing with the needle. You were trying to recap it. You were doing something wrong. But sometimes things happen. Remember, I had a senior resident kind of stab me with his with one of the O needles, the big ones, on his needle driver because he got mad at me in the middle of the night while we were sewing somebody up. And things happen. So, you know, if you do get stuck by a needle, I seem to notice that most of these contaminations is not personnel error. It's you know, you personally doing it, but, you know, something happens to you. Or you are in the ER and you are trying to, inject somebody with lidocaine. They're flailing around because they're drunk. And then you accidentally cut yourself because they, brought their leg. You know, I mean, there's techniques you could do to protect yourself, but these things happen. So what I did was, immediately I, got my HIV, hepatitis screening, et cetera. I also had them check for syphilis. Why not? And then you get the patient status. And then, you know, back then we would also have the patient recheck at 6 months because the patient could be negative, but then 6 months later he could be positive. And then we would check again in 6 months. Okay? Now they're checking a little sooner. They're even checking in 6 weeks because a lot of people don't want to wait 6 months. So we check again in 6 weeks, etc. But, you know, then the reason why you do that is because you could be negative the first time out, but it takes a while to convert and show up in your blood. And I got to tell you, it is a very nerve-wracking experience. Extremely nerve-wracking. Because you're like, something's in me. I got something in me. And remember as kids, we used to do the blood brother thing or the blood sister. We used to cut ourselves and then stick our fingers together so we would be blood brothers. And even though your blood cells die after about 120 days, you still feel connected because you guys mixed blood. Luckily, we don't do that anymore. And I don't suggest anybody does that anymore. But, so these people now, it sounds like they're doing everything right. But why would a nurse, okay, how did a nurse get through training not suctioning up, you know, drawing up enough medicine? How do they not read a calibrated syringe? And how do they not change out the syringe? This has a very, very eerie resemblance, an eerie feeling of what happened in Las Vegas with the clinic that unfortunately exposed people to hepatitis. The needle was in the patient, but the syringe was not changed out. And if you look at a syringe, it has like a little, I don't know, you men would probably know what to call it, especially those of you that go to Home Depot a lot. But there's the, you know, the screw area where you screw something in and you twist it. Those little, you know, swirl things on the end of a, you know, like a bolt, okay, type of thing. So the syringe has that. And it's very easy to pass blood from the needle to the syringe. So the syringe is not clean, and I don't understand how a nurse or a doctor, right, or, you know, would not realize that. There used to be a very stupid practice that people used to do where they would leave the needle in the medicine, take the syringe, suck up the medicine, so you keep the needle there, go ahead and push the medicine in, okay, to the needle that's on the patient, take the syringe off, put it back on the needle. Well, unfortunately, if there was blood on the tip of that syringe, now you just plunged it into the needle and plunged into the vial of medicine. So one way to avoid this, because, I mean, here's the thing. It looks like what you have to do is you have to make things idiot-proof. And unfortunately, this worker was an idiot. Okay? It doesn't matter what their training was. Doctor, nurse, therapist, whatever. This person was an idiot. Alright, and so, you know, I'm noticing a lot of medical facilities are trying to make things idiot-proof. There are single vial administrations for flu shots. So the flu shot comes with its own needle, you get the injection, and that whole thing gets to be thrown out. And I'm wondering if maybe some companies need to have that, because if you have people, you know, that you're contracting out to do that, you know, then they can't make the mistake. Problem is those are a lot more expensive. The single-use vials and the single-use flu shots are a hell of a lot more expensive than getting the big vial that has 10 shots, you know, in one. And since a lot of people don't get paid for flu shots and they have to eat the cost and do it for free, they get the cheaper version. So, you know, for you, what I recommend as a patient is anytime you are getting a shot, okay, I would suggest that you ask them to show you the package that they're opening up. Remember I told you in medical school we were taught to not draw up in front of the patient because they pass out when they see the needle? So what you do is you go, hi, you know, and then you turn your back. You start to get it all prepared with the needle. I made that mistake. I didn't do that with my son, and he was watching the needle the other day, and he's like, ah. He was freaking out. All right, and then you just don't let them see the needle. Wrong. You guys ask to see the needle. Ask to see the packaging. Ask to see that they drew it up in a fresh vial. You have to. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Oh. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.